Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Bert Show.
Abby, have you ever exacted revenge on an enemy?
Oh, you know what? I actually pride myself in not having enacted any kind of revenge on them, but I do have a file where I do keep certain information that if I ever were to enact it, I would have it ready.
All right, because our Bert Show listener, Catherine, she openly admits that she is stepping into psycho this weekend because she wants to exact revenge on her cheating ex-boyfriend. Her question for us is not whether or not she's going to do it, but if she may be going a little bit too far, because she wants it. She wants to hit him where it hurts.
Okay.
Hey, Catherine, welcome to the Bert Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so give us a little bit of history here. What happened between you and your ex?
Oh my gosh. Okay, it just happened. So this past week I found out he cheated.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my gosh. Okay, so it wasn't just like a harmless flirtation. I am talking full-blown betrayal. So
Wait. You gotta wait. Do you have a cat?
Yes.
Okay, we just heard the cat meow. The way Abby's a cat mom to two. The way her ears perked up when she heard that meow, we have to know, what's your cat's name?
Noodles.
Noodles was chiming in.
Yeah. Even Noodles even Noodles is mad.
Noodles was like, yeah, that sucker, he sucks.
All right, so sorry to interrupt. Now, so how did you find out he was cheating on you?
Okay, because the idiot left his Apple Watch at my place.
Oh, classic.
And yeah, right. And it had been blowing up with all these notifications. And I took a look at it because I was kind of curious. And it was this girl that I knew she liked him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, oh, it's just a friend. Oh, no. Turns out all those nasty texts, they have been sneaking around my back for months. And the worst part is that he had the audacity to lie straight to my face when I confronted him. He's like, it's not what it looks like. I'm like, oh, really?
It never is.
It looks like he played a fool. And needless to say, so we broke up. Okay. Yeah. I'm not over the betrayal. I just feel so angry. So I want my revenge and I want it to be brutal. I gave this man 3 years. See, Noodles agree.
Noodles is like, yeah, we're getting him.
Mom. Because we always, whenever we do Stepping Into Psycho, 9 times out of 10, there's like a bestie that is going along for the ride. There's like an accomplice.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I love that your accomplice is, your ride or die is Noodles, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like I was saying, I was with him for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I feel like he needs to pay. And I know that's bad, but whatevs. So he and I are still living together, but he's staying at his friend's house while he finds another place, right? So we're trying to figure things out. I mean, separating and everything.
Yeah.
So I still have access to all his stuff. And I know this is bad, but whatever. I'm gathering all of his prized possessions. He's got a signed jersey. He's got a gaming console. He's got expensive cologne. And I'm selling him for dirt cheap online. He owes me money anyway, so whatever.
You're just like going to throw him up on Facebook Marketplace for like stupid low prices and you're selling all of it?
Totally. Absolutely. So I hope you enjoy seeing some other guy wearing his favorite sneakers.
See, I don't see this as revenge. You're a businesswoman. You're just looking out. You see a void that needs to be filled. Listen, people need some good sneakers. They need some good gaming consoles or whatever cologne he wears that's half used to prove that it's a good cologne. I think you just, you saw a great business opportunity and you took it.
Yeah, I mean, the economy is turning around, but not yet. So I have a great excuse.
Noodles in the background is like rubbing her paws together like, yeah.
You remind me, yeah. Catherine, you remind me of Dr. Evil holding the cat.
Oh, that's right. It's $1 million. Yes. So this is not, it's not the end of it. I'm going to tell you the rest. All right. So I'm printing out all of his texts and screenshots and conversations with that woman. And I'm going to anonymously mail them to his mom. But here's why, okay? The woman thinks, my ex's mom, thinks he is perfect, a good guy. She's about to find out who he really is. Okay? He's a mama's boy through and through. And she puts him on a pedestal. I'm about to knock that pedestal over.
Oh, you're about to shatter poor Cheryl's heart.
So as if selling his prized possessions wasn't enough, you're sending the cheating receipts to his mother.
How bad are these texts? Like what are some of the contents?
Oh, what they wanted, what they've done, what they want to do, some nudies. I can't wait.
Not in front of Noodles, dear God.
Okay.
No.
I'm totally on board with the selling of the items. I 1000% get it. I'm wondering if the involving mom may look, do we care if we look psycho?
No, I mean, we've already stepped into psycho. She's already put the items on Facebook Marketplace. Mm-hmm. We're there.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it?
And no.
Okay, wait, now this might be a bit much. You're setting a bad example for your son or daughter, Noodles.
Well, there's this trip that we're supposed to take together. It is totally paid for. He paid for it. And I have the tickets. It's everything's under, because I booked it all under my name. So I'm going to take someone else, maybe some random stranger. I might take his worst enemy. But I'm definitely not taking him. So have I gone too far or not far enough?
Well, hold on. Okay. So hold on, Catherine. Let's do. We got Kayla on the line and she has some advice on the revenge. Hey, Kayla, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hey, love you guys. Listen every morning.
Love you too. What advice you have for Catherine?
Well, it's not really advice. If you want to get revenge, I did this to my ex when he cheated on me and I still had all of his clothes and stuff at my house until he came to pick them up. I cut holes in all of his pockets in his jeans and cut all the buttons off and then gave them back to him. He was so mad. He couldn't wear any of his pants. Like he would always be losing things. He said, he's like, I can't even put my keys in my pocket. I can't put my, he had to buy all new clothes. So, you know,
I mean, if he cheated on you, he was looking for more holes in his life. So you just served it on a silver platter.
I love when Dark Abby makes an appearance. Hey, Jessica, welcome to the show. What would you like to tell Catherine?
Well, I did that with my ex-husband. I found out that he was cheating on me with this loot. Mm-hmm. And he's into watches, like very expensive watches. So he came with one day with this very nice watch, and he's like, "Oh, I've been waiting for this for a long time." Blah 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 blah. Come to find out, she gave that for his birthday, right? And he holds on to that for a little while. I found the little card, like a you know, happy birthday card thing that he hidden very very badly. So I, you know, we broke up and whatever, and I kept that with me. And the watch itself was about $800-$900, and I sold it for $200. And I went myself and I got a day spa, and he's been looking for that forever.
So, I love women in business.
Spending money and doing something good for yourself.
All right. Well, Catherine, it looks like you have the revenge endorsement from Abby and myself. And from the looks of the phone lines, every other woman that's currently listening to the Burt Show that's ever been cheated on.
Now you just need a hot lover to take on that vacation that he paid for.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Or maybe take Noodles.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so Catherine, we would love to check in with you on Monday and see how the acts of revenge went, okay?
You got it. Thank you so much. I appreciate the endorsement.
You're welcome. It's the Burt Show.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, so she saw the boyfriend of somebody she knows online looking for a dominatrix. And she feels like this is very much her place where she needs to step in and tell her friend what she saw. Cassie has the email.
Bart Show, I really need your help. I found myself in a pretty awkward situation and I can't turn to my real friends, so I've decided to turn to you, the friends I listen to. Here's my story. I'm a single girl, and like most single girls, I'm swiping through dating apps pretty often. Well, I was swiping on Tinder. Yes, Tinder, please don't judge me.
I am.
I know it's got a certain reputation, but a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do. And I happened upon a random profile. Personally, I immediately swipe left if the guy doesn't have his face in the first picture, but for some reason, I felt compelled to scroll through his profile. I got the ick immediately and regretted it, so I scrolled back up to the top and swiped left. But as I was doing so, I realized that the headless body at the top of the page looked strangely familiar. It was only mid-swipe when I realized that he had the same tattoo on his forearm that my friend's boyfriend does. But by the time I had made that realization, I had already swiped left and the profile was gone. I guess I could have gone and paid for premium to look at my past swipes, but honestly, this girl isn't a tier one friend and I didn't really feel like spending $8 to prove to her that her boyfriend is skeezy. So here's my question. Should I reach out and tell her what I found? We're friends, but we're not that close. Plus, I don't have any real evidence, but I know it was him. I won't give any details, but the tattoo pictured is very specific, and I would be shocked if someone else shared it with him in the exact same place. Usually, I would just mind my business, but there's something else you need to know that's making me think I should tell her. On his profile, he made it abundantly clear that he wasn't looking for a girlfriend or even a hookup. In his bio, he had it written in all caps that he was looking for a dommy mommy to turn him into a pay pig.
What?
What does the last part mean? I'm Googling that.
In other words, he's using Tinder to try and find a dominatrix to fulfill his fantasies, and he's made it super clear that he's ready to spend cash on her.
Time out, Raiders. Are there other apps that you would search for that kind of stuff? Like, you would put that in a Tinder profile? Like, you would search for that on Tinder?
People are looking for a lot of different things on Tinder. Like,
really?
You would be shocked how many times I see couples on Bumble. I'm not on Tinder, but I'll see. I'm like, oh, this is a couple. And I always think maybe it's like a girlfriend trying to do like a Tinder takedown. And they're always just looking for a third. So people are looking for all kinds of things on these apps.
The last time I spoke to his girlfriend, she was talking about anticipating an engagement. Should I tell her that it sounds like her boyfriend is actually spending his money on the ladies of the night? Love the show. Can't wait to hear your advice. Thanks so much, Molly.
All right, Abby, you're on Tinder. You see this. It's your friend. Now, it's not your bestie. Mm-hmm. She said in the email that this isn't a top tier friend, but it's still like an acquaintance and a friend. Do you tell her what you saw?
Well, that's the hard
no proof.
That's the hard thing. If they're not a tier one friend, you feel like you don't know their relationship well enough to be like, hey, because they could have an open relationship. Like, maybe this girl isn't into being a dommy mommy and turning him into a pay pig, which, by the way, I Googled. And apparently that's a type of financial domination where somebody provides another person with money. I just call that being a little greedy with my boyfriend, but we can call it pay pig. So you just don't know what their situation is with their relationship. It could be open. This could be fulfilling something that he's not getting in his serious relationship and she's okay with it. So honestly, it's on paper. I would like to be like, yeah, of course I would let her know. So she has all the facts on her relationship. But in all honesty, I'm probably keeping my mouth shut.
I'm going back and forth here because I am a huge fan of like minding your own damn business. But at the same time, if you're going to be out there on a public app requesting public things, then I feel like if it's in public, I should be able to share it with whomever I want to. And that would be his girlfriend. I don't know. I would want to tell her. I just don't know if I would have the balls to do it.
Here's how I would do it. I would actually do a little research and find a safe, reputable dominatrix. And I would send it to her and I said, hey, heard y'all were looking for a dommy mommy. This person has high reviews. Good luck. And then just let her take it from that. Have her be like, what? And be like, oh, I saw so-and-so on Tinder was looking for one. I just assumed you guys were doing it as a couple.
I think I would be more inclined to send the Tinder profile to the girlfriend. Be like, hey, saw your boyfriend on here.
But she can't because she swiped left on it.
Oh, true.
She doesn't have access to it.
And that way she can be like, because it was public that she saw it. So yeah. She can be like, oh, I saw him on Tinder. I assumed y'all were doing it as a couple.
Next question.
Low key.
Yeah, next question. Where do I find a dominatrix? Asking for a friend, quite literally.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, ChatGPT has already replaced my therapist, but it might be replacing two other of my doctors. AI really is coming for our jobs.
Okay, so let's go here again, because we're talking about ChatGPT a lot. So give me the last time you talked to ChatGPT and used it as a therapist. What was the question, and was the advice solid?
As a therapist, I will say I haven't needed to talk to it as a therapist recently. I will say it's been my business manager and graphic designer this last week. It has been handling some business things for me, some graphic needs that I've not been able to do myself. Mm-hmm. So really, ChatGPT is kind of a one-stop shop for everything. It can talk me off a ledge.
Every graphic designer, it just went like,
I'm sorry.
I am so concerned about what the future looks like when it comes to AI, man. Mm-hmm. I told you guys, I've had this conversation too many times with my kids. Like, when you're trying to think of your career, you got to look 5 years ahead now and ask yourself, is this something that AI is going to be able to do? And I'm telling you what, you know who's going to get paid in 5 years? Plumbers. No, seriously. It's guys and women that can use their hands, the mechanics. You can't replace that kind of thing. But, you know, I got one son that wants to be in performing arts, and look at the way AI is helping out and cutting budgets in that area. I got another son that wants to do sports marketing. Look at how AI is doing that. Be a plumber.
Yeah, trade work is where it's at.
Yeah.
Exactly. And maybe don't go to medical school. If your parents are like, hey, we really want you to get a good job, cut out doctor, because ChatGPT has seriously given me life-changing medical advice that I'm really disappointed that my doctors didn't communicate to me. So a little backstory on my health history. The last couple of years, and I've talked about this on the radio before, I was having some really weird health struggles that were kind of showing up in the form of unexplained weight gain. And I couldn't wrap my mind around it. I'm like, I'm eating 1,000 calories a day. All of it is coming from protein, zero carbs. I work out 4 times a day. Like, I don't understand how this is happening. And it just was so mind-boggling to me and so frustrating to me that, like, I couldn't figure out how to get my body to work properly. So I was like, you know what? I'll go to all these doctors and I'll do all these tests and I'll figure out what's happening. And they're going to give me the solution and they'll give me some medication to figure it out. And I'll be able to tackle this. And we're going to get a handle on this problem I've been dealing with. So I go to a naturopath. They do all the tests. They run all the things. They weigh you. They do the body scan and they do all these things to try and figure out what's wrong with you. I remember being so disappointed leaving that follow-up doctor appointment where they were just like, yeah, your cholesterol is really high, but that's about it. And I was like, well, how is my cholesterol high? All I do is eat salad every day. So then I was frustrated. I'm like, genetics, so stupid.
Well, you said you're eating a lot of protein also.
Well, I mean, a reasonable amount of protein, okay. Not like a crazy amount of protein. You know, a healthy, balanced diet. Think of like what nutritionists tell you to eat. That's what I'm eating.
What are they considering? what are they considering high cholesterol?
It was ridiculously high.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I was like, oh, maybe there is actually a problem here. So then I was like, maybe there's a deeper issue. But I'm like, that's all you're leaving me with is some red yeast pills to take and that's it. Like, that's the only thing. Like, there is no way. Like, I have done every crazy diet. I have taken every supplement. I've run through the TikTok gamut of trying to figure out what's wrong with me and trying to figure out how to solve it on my own. And finally, I go to the doctor. I'm like, this is, and then the doctor is just telling me to take red yeast. What is happening? So I ended up taking my lab results and I put them into ChatGPT a year ago.
Great idea.
No, literally. And what it told me was so obvious and so frustrating that I'm like, my doctor just threw a pill at me and didn't explain how this was affecting some of my weight issues or some of the things that I've been feeling for the last 10 years of my life.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, but yeah.
Yeah. So not to hate on the doctors, like they're trying their best, but I was a little frustrated by this. But I've been anemic my whole life, but I take an iron pill and like that's all I've done is, you know, take the iron pill and move on with life. And my iron has been normal for the last, you know, couple of years or whatever. Well, your iron can be normal, but there's something called ferritin, which is like your iron stores, which is, it basically makes you feel like you're iron deficient. And what happens is your ferritin also affects how your thyroid works. It affects how you're able to burn fat. So if your ferritin levels are low, like you will burn muscle instead of fat if you're in a calorie deficit. And I'm like, oh my God, this makes so much sense. The fact that like all I do is lift weights and eat protein, but yet like I'm gaining weight. Mm-hmm. Like my body doesn't have the oxygen it needs to be able to like function properly. So your thyroid test can come back normal, but it can still affect the way that I work. I don't know the science. ChatGPT figured it out. So basically I had to like up my iron from whatever I was taking a day, 15 a day to like 65 a day. And I've lost probably 20 or 25 pounds the last year.
Really?
Just from fixing my labs. It's insane. And none of my doctors have told me this.
And the rest of your labs look good, even though that the weight is off and that's what you were going for. But health-wise, the rest of the labs look great?
Yeah, they're just like your cholesterol's high. And she mentioned, she's like, your iron's a little low. So just like up it a little bit. But what frustrated me is I walked into that doctor appointment and I said, like, I'm putting all this weight and I don't get it. Like, all I do is work out. Like, I should be freaking Bella Hadid right now. And she was like, yeah, your iron's a little low, so just up your iron. So it's not like she didn't say anything. But my doctor should have been able to look at my labs and said, oh, hey, by the way, your iron and ferritin is low. That actually has a direct effect on your thyroid and the ability for you to be able to recover from workouts. Mm-hmm. So I was doing all these workouts and getting nothing from it because my body couldn't recover properly. I felt exhausted. I couldn't wake up in the morning. I didn't get it because everything looks fine. And it turns out all I need to do is eat a little bit more red meat, a little more vitamin C, and pop an iron pill. And here I am, skinny legend.
It still doesn't, I mean, we don't need to get in the weeds on this, but it still doesn't help the cholesterol problem.
Yeah, I don't know what I'll do about that. But anyway, but also, and then again, I recently did another doctor appointment. I'm like, I still kind of feel a little off, even though my iron's a little bit better. Turns out I got low blood pressure. Not a single doctor has brought that up to me, but my labs from my last report from a couple of weeks ago, I got low blood pressure. And apparently I just need to eat a ton of sodium.
Dang. Yeah, AI is changing everything.
It's crazy. It's amazing how it's better.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, so if you are a parent, you are figuring out the number one stressor probably is how to handle phones with your kids. When do we give them a phone? When do we give them an access to it? And I've seen a lot of debate online and a lot of different philosophies, and there's a new one that popped up about 48 hours ago that people are scrambling about.
Every time I hear Kylie Kelce open her mouth, I fall more in love with her and I want her to be my mom best friend. Now, Kylie Kelce, I think she was a hockey coach. She has a podcast called Not Gonna Lie, but she's also married to Jason Kelce, who is the brother to Travis Kelce, who is dating Taylor Swift. Now you get it. All right. So she was talking to Kelly Ripa on her podcast and she was saying that she's a mom of four kids. I think they're aged like 4 months to 4 years old, which is a lot. And they're going to do something called the kitchen phone, where they have family communal cell phones that stay in the kitchen and that you kind of check out based on what you're doing.
We will be doing what I'm calling the kitchen phone.
Uh-huh.
In other words, there will be one or two extra cell phones besides mom and dad's cell phone.
Right.
That they can take with them if they have somewhere they're going where there will not be a parent, or if they will need to get a hold of us, or if they're at something sports related, whatever.
So she goes on to say they can still have their friends having that phone number. They can call it anytime, but the phone's got to stay on the first floor of the house and it's going to live in the kitchen. So it won't go upstairs. It's not going in the basement, nowhere but the first floor. So a lot of moms were like, love this idea. You still get access to the cell phone, but then it's more controlled. So you can't be messaging randos on the internet. Like, I know who's calling. But other moms are like, yeah, okay, can't wait. I love when toddler moms make rules about teens. You have no idea. And one of the big debates that came up was, kids are going to find a way. So even if you restrict their cell phone use, they're going to make fake Instagram accounts. They'll make fake Snapchat accounts. They'll use their friends' phones to do all that, which is kind of even more dangerous because then they're especially hiding it from you and you don't know what's going on.
I can account for this because before I moved here, I was a youth group leader for a bunch of high school girls. And of course, when you go to a church, like, you got a lot of like strict parents. And so when they would tell me these things like, oh yeah, I have a Finsta that my mom doesn't know about, or I have like a fake Snapchat account that my mom doesn't know about, I would always be in this weird position where it's like, I don't want to rat you out because I want you to trust me. But at the same time, like, if your parents are being so strict that you're doing all these back end ways to be able to get on these social media platforms, I feel like they should know.
But if you have the phones in the house, because I think one of their rules also is that it has to be on the main level, they're not allowed to take the phones upstairs, downstairs, then that sort of alleviates the fake Insta, right? Because your parents could be looking over your shoulder all the time.
No, yeah. Because
on that one floor,
they'll use their friends' phones. Oh, so when they go school or go out, they'll have access to tablets or whatever, and you'll make the fake Instagram accounts.
I did see some comments saying, and I had to ask Hollis about this, my 18-year-old is like, yeah, this sounds really good, but a lot of the kids that don't have phones will get bullied for not having a phone. So I asked Hollis, I'm like, you know, would one of your friends get in like bullied just because they can't communicate with you or you don't have access to the phone? And he said to me, Dad, the definition of bullying is really weird now. Like, you might get a joke at you or somebody might give you a hard time, but you're not going to get bullied for it.
Yeah, and I like the idea, but what I like even more is actually something Abby just brought up. I did this for my sister. I was that person, which I don't think is fair to place on a child, and it wasn't my parents. They didn't place it on me, but what I'm saying, having a younger leader in your kid's life who they can look up to and confide in, because if something happened to one of the kids in Abby's youth group, she'd be able to go to them and say, this, they have a Finsta account, this is the name, you can investigate it here. So having somebody that your kid feels comfortable giving that information to as a trusted source and someone you trust as a parent, I think is more important than where the cell phones live in the house.
Man, we were all trying to figure this one out here, and I still believe, and I know I sound super old school here, man, I think that the access that we're giving to our kids and the unlimited access we're given to our kids, we're only going to see, like, well, we're starting to see, I think, the social ramifications of it now. I think it's only going to get worse. So I think all parents are trying to figure this out.
Dude, the big tech giants, Zuckerberg, Gates, they don't give their kids social media access or phones.
That speaks volumes right there.
And
right?
The rich schools are all focused on no digital learning.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts, we do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.